My first carnal experience took place at age 19. It was my first carnal experience and my first act of copulation. Up until then, I had had very little luck in that department, and to be honest, I was never very focused on it to begin with. I was preoccupied with my own sort of geeky, nerdy interests, and I wasn't especially popular in school. Now, despite that, I did catch wind on more than one occasion of the fact that all the other kids, the cool kids, were engaging in carnal acts of copulation, you know, the popular ones, the better-looking ones, the ones that just fit in a lot better. And it didn't really bother me for the longest time. I think it really started to bother me around age 16 and 17, because I kept on hearing about it, and it seemed like their lives were absolutely preoccupied with copulation and pursuing that ruthlessly. And there didn't seem to be any other content in their lives, and so I made the false assumption back then that the reason why they were pursuing copulation and carnal acts so ruthlessly was because they were the be-all and end-all of existence, was because this was a really, really interesting thing, and much more interesting than anything else a person could pursue. And so between 17, 18, and 19, it began to drive me crazy. And so eventually, I had a short-term relationship, and I took care of it. When it happened initially, though, I was rather disappointed, because of all the hype that was built up around the act of copulation. When it actually happened, I thought to myself, is that it? I'm sure many of you gentlemen out there have had a similar experience with your first time. That's not to say that the act of copulation was never pleasurable or enjoyable to me. I did have a few occasions with that, even within the context of a relationship where it was quite good. But overall, on balance, as time went on, I discovered, much to my dismay, that this thing that everyone was obsessed about back in school and early university years wasn't nearly as good as people were making it out to be. In fact, by my late 20s, I regretted that I had pursued it so relentlessly for a period of time in my early 20s, because in retrospect, it seemed to be largely a waste of time. Now, I'm telling you this story to illustrate a point. And that point is, I too, at some point in time, suffered from FOMO, fear of missing out. Everyone is partially susceptible to this concept of FOMO. And when it taps into your deepest desires, the desire to copulate, the desire to experience the pleasures of the flesh, it's hard not to feel like you aren't missing out. And I often get the question from young guys, if you were me, what would you do? Which is to say, if you were a young guy in his early 20s, what would you do today? Or even better, if you were you in your early 20s, what would you do today? And it's sort of a trick question. Because on the one hand, when young men ask me this question, they're ultimately looking for an answer for themselves. And fair enough, that's normal, and I totally understand that. On the other hand, it's a trick question because it's not really fair to assess a situation or state of being after you've experienced decades of life and you can look back on the past and you learn from mistakes, you know, hindsight 2020. So to ask me, what would I do were I 21 in 2024, isn't a very good question, because if I hypothetically travel back in time with all the knowledge and experience I have now, of course that's going to shade and influence how I act. Realistically speaking, I probably would have ended up doing exactly what I did to varying degrees because of that FOMO principle. But there's one decisive difference between back then and now, and that is the internet and social media. Unlike back then, it wasn't just a bunch of cool kids at school who were boinking left and right that inspired you to become obsessed with it yourself or at university. It's the fact that anywhere you look on social media, you are being actively encouraged to pursue this relentlessly, regardless of your other interests. And here's the important point here, gentlemen, to the detriment, oftentimes, of your other interests, things that drive you, things that you're legitimately passionate about, but don't garner the same attention, the same interest, the same social media flair that has engulfed the world as we see it today. Now, what's interesting here is that, on average, women experience FOMO much worse than men do, because women have a much stronger herd mentality. They follow trends, not because they have personal interest necessarily invested in them oftentimes, but because other women are doing it, and it's important to fit in. And following social trends is an indication of how adept you are at following social cues. And so women and FOMO and social media is its own entire video, potentially, because it is a very different and similar thing at the same time. But for the purposes of this video, we're focusing on men, and specifically younger men. So what normally happens in the manosphere, or more broadly, social media, is that Men, as I just stated, are actively encouraged to pursue these things, often to the detriment of other interests they have, things that they're legitimately and sincerely more passionate about, that drive them to a much greater degree. A lot of this is done simply for reasons of profit. It's profitable to talk about the issues affecting men in terms of the mating and dating crisis and specifically offer them quote-unquote advice, you know, the guru types, and try to push them in a certain direction, because they're especially vulnerable at such an age, and because this is all being amplified nonstop 24/7 online. On the one hand, I think this is a terrible and predatory practice. On the other hand, I don't think it's reasonable to tell a young guy who has been missing out, as it were, he's suffering extremely from FOMO, that feeling of FOMO, that anxiety, those concerns are illegitimate. Because that's the other side of the equation. There are a lot of older guys who just say, don't worry, it's not a big deal, it's really overrated. In fact, I say it's all overrated too. But I say it with the caveat that I can only say that after having experienced all these things and gone through it myself. Because you can certainly learn from people's experiences, and people can often look to you for advice, although many of you might know my take on advice. Advice is the worst vice, so to speak. But until people experience things for themselves, it's very difficult to integrate certain things into their lives. Now, this isn't universally true. I have a friend who is in his mid-late 20s, who has always been almost exclusively obsessed with his subjects, which are basically computer science, mathematics, physics, this sort of thing. And he's never really been tempted by FOMO or anything like that to pursue the carnal and relationships and things of that nature because he's so driven. And to be perfectly honest, he has the mind and the intelligence to allow him to pursue those drives and succeed at that. So men need to experience things for themselves. That's rather obvious. But I would say to younger men in their teens, in their 20s, even in their early 30s, that this drive that's being propagated on social media to push FOMO, to push that feeling that you're missing out constantly, is very damaging. And one of the casualties of this, I think, is sincere, genuine, passionate, intellectual interest in subjects that men would traditionally pursue. And it doesn't need to be one subject or another. It doesn't need to be engineering or physics or computer science. It could really be anything that you as an individual man finds interesting and compelling. Because whilst you're pursuing the FOMO dream, you're missing out on things that you weren't even aware of because you're so distracted the whole time by all the people telling you what you should and shouldn't do with your own life. My sense again and again is that a lot of the guys that are somehow cajoled into the FOMO model are guys that actually never had the opportunity to discover things that interest them and drive them. So in my case, for example, me not being the most technically talented man, yes, I'm an oddity here, on planet Earth, some of my primary interests when I was a young person were language and history. And I pursued them to a great depth. And guess what happened? At some point in time, the sense of FOMO began to overwhelm me, and I started to neglect those things. And instead, I began to pursue the FOMO-driven interests, which at the end of the day, I discovered much too late, weren't nearly as interesting or as satisfying as those interests that I cultivated within myself for myself. Primary reason being that relationships are extremely time-consuming, and yes, in some cases, very destructive. I would not be the same person I am today, and I have to say in many respects, I'm quite discontent with the person I've become today, if it hadn't been for specific relationships that had completely derailed my life, completely thrown my life off course, and forced me to start anew in a way that, to varying degrees, just became unrecoverable. In the obvious sense of time loss, you can never regain time, but also in the sense of long-term damage that it took years and years to fully recover from. And had I simply pursued the things that were interesting to me, well, I could certainly imagine my life having turned out very differently, if not outright better. In fact, I'm quite certain it would have turned out better. So these are the things you really need to consider as a young guy who's sensing those hardcore feelings of FOMO, driven largely externally, but also partially internally by your own biology. That's obviously the case. It was the case for me too. Consider these things. Consider the opportunity costs, and consider the possibility that if you do give in to the FOMO of today, you're going to be like an ant crawling among the masses of ants, just another guy doing what everyone else is doing. And yes, in many cases, it's about self-improvement, you're developing skills and this and that. But the point is, ultimately, is that your life is your life. It's finite, it's the only one you have, And the question then arises for you as an individual man, whether or not the things you're pursuing, even if you're developing certain skills or doing this and that, are the things that really, sincerely, legitimately interest you internally as an individual man, not as an ant among the masses who's listening to gurus and other men telling you what to do. That's the question. So there's a tension there. You're fighting your internal instincts, but you're also fighting those instincts that have been amplified and capitalized upon by, frankly speaking, predators, gurus and the like, who at the end of the day have no interest in your well-being. They just see an opportunity for profit, and worst of all, they see an opportunity for profit at the cost of your well-being, in the sense that you might be hurting yourself pursuing these things that other people are telling you to do. Something to consider. I'm not saying it's easy. FOMO is real. It affected me. It affects everybody. But really think about this before you give in to the FOMO monster and allow your life to be completely directed and overwhelmed by FOMO. Anyway, as always, thank you very much for tuning in. And I want to offer my immeasurable thanks, simply cannot be measured, for all the people who signed up to Patreon or donated on PayPal. The turnout for support has been absolutely incredible. I'm eternally grateful. Thank you so much, gentlemen. And in addition to all of that, if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of hitting the bell icon to be informed of my videos, liking the video, sharing, subbing if you're not yet a sub, it'd be much appreciated. And until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. May they bless you. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Take care for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.